Okay, we're on Tes, Vav, Ahmed, Aleph. On the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, about 7 lines down or so. Tanya Rabbanan. Maisa Berebi Yeshua ben Hanania. There's a story of the Rebbe Yeshua ben Hanania, Shahaya Oimeid al Gabe Maila. He was standing on the heights, okay, of Har Habayis. Okay, Bahar Habayis. Vero ben Zoma. And he saw ben Zoma. Veloy Ahmad Milifono. And ben Zoma didn't get up before him. Meaning Rebbe Yeshua was the Rebbe, and ben Zoma did not stand before him. So Amalo said the Rebbe Yeshua, Me'ayin, from where? La'ayin, until, and to where? Rashi says, like, where your heart's troubled. Ben Zoma, then you seem to be distracted. Amalo. So Ben Zoma said, Soifa Ha'isi, I was looking between the upper waters, Lamayim Hatachtoinim, and the lower waters. The Ein Bein Zer Lazer, the gap between them, Ella Shalosh Etzbois, 3 finger breadths, Bilbat, alone. Shinema, I'll prove this, Verduach Elokim Merechefes Al Penei Hamayim, the Spirit of Hashem was hovering over the water. Kiyoina, it's like a dove, Shemerechefes Al Bonao, which is hovering over its children, the Ein Nogas, and it doesn't touch, and we know that's a 3 finger breadth. So Omar Lahen says Rabbi Yeshua, let Talmidav to his students, Dain ben Zoma Babuchutz. Ben Zoma is still outside, meaning he's out to lunch. Michdi, let's look. Baruach Elokim, Murachabas Alpaneamayim, the pasuk that Ben Zoma quoted, Amos Haver, when was it? Talking about in the Maaseh Bereishis, Beyom Rishon was talking about the first day of creation. However, Havdalah, the separating between the upper waters and lower waters, but Yom Sheni, who the Havoi, was only on Yom Sheni, Tichsiv, via he Mavdil, Bain Yom, from between the waters to the waters, and that was on the second day. So that can't be the distance, the gap, because, you know, there was no even water separation between the waters on day one. So, ask the Gemara of a Kama, how much actually was the gap between the upper waters and the lower waters? So, Amar Rav Acha bar Yaakov, Kamloi Nima, a hair's breadth. Mloi is like the full Nima is a hair. Rabbanan Amri, the Rabbanan say, Ki Guda, like, it's like a plank, the Gamla, of a bridge. I mean, the gap between one plank and another, very small. Ma Zutra, Ve'isei Marav Asi, Amar, Kitzrei, like 2 gleamy, 2 garments, to priestly that are laid up upon a hadadi of one another. Meaning the gap between that is kind of negligible. But Omri La, some people explain it, Kitzrei, like 2 kasi cups, the sechifi, that are like squished a hadadi together, like 2 plastic chadpami cups, that one's inside the other, they're hard to separate. Okay, now, back to Acha. So Acha was Kitzeis Benitios. He was chopping down the sapling trees. He was destructive in there. A lover cost of a mob, Omer. The posuk is about him. Al titein espicha, you should not allow your mouth, lahachti, to make sin es besoracha, your flesh. Mahi, what happened? So, chaza metetron. Acher, so metetron. Dis yahava, the metetron has a special permission, le rushusa. Permission. The mace have to sit down, which angels normally don't do. The michtav zechusa, to write down the merits, the Yisrael of Klal Yisrael. So, Acha commented, Omo, Gemira, we know, Tilamala, up above the Shemaim, lo havi lo yeshiva, there's no sitting down, below tachros, no competition, below oiref, and no backs of necks, because the chayas have faces all round, below ipui, if we. There's no, people are not tired. So, Shema Chas V'Shalom, perhaps, Chas V'Shalom, Shnei Rishus. There's 2 powers, Hain, because who's this other entity sitting down? So, Afgul Metetron, so the heavenly court took out Metetron, and Mechuhu, and they beat him, Shisin, with 60 pulsed Anura, blasts of fire. Omrulay, they said to him, to Metetron, the heavenly court, my time of Kichazise, why isn't it when you saw him? Lo, come, you didn't get up before him. So this was to prove, says Toysfus, that basically Metetron didn't have, really have any power. So they showed him that really he's not the boss. So that's why they beat him up. And now Metetron suffered on the account of Acher. So is Yahava Le Rishusa, Metetron was given permission, the Mimcha Zuchute de Acher, to erase the Zuchuyois of Acher. Yotza Baskol, Baskol came out. But Omran, it said, Shuvuvonim Shoivavim, return, children, Shoivavim means wayward children. Posuk, that's the Posuk. And they added on, Chutz mi Acher, with the exception of Acher, there's no hope. So Acher commented, Omar, Hoil itzrid mehau how Gabra, seen as that person to be troubled, that person speaking about himself, mehau Alma, from that world, meaning Shemaim, Lipuk, it will go out, Lishani, and to have benefit. But hi, Alma, in this world. So that's what he did. No, fuck, he went out. Acher, Latarbus Ra, to bad pastimes. Nofak, he went out. Ashkach Zonit, he found a prostitute. Tova, and he inquired for her services. Omrelay, she said to him, Lab Elisha ben Avuya at. On you not the rabbi Elisha ben Avuya at. So he disproved this. He says, no. Arka Pugli, and he uprooted a rabbish Mimishra from a radish patch, the Shabbos, on Shabbos, which is Nisa Dereisa, but Yahavla, and he gave it to her as part of her payment. And she said, Omra, Acherhu, obviously this is somebody else. So that's how he got the name of Acher. So now, Shaul Acher asked, Es Rebbe Meir, La Acher Sheyotzel Atabas Ra, after he'd went out into his evil ways, he asked Rebbe Meir the following. Amalei, my dichsi, what is it, what's that in the pasuk when it says, Gam es zeh l'umas zeh, also this, corresponding or across from this, Hashem Mead. So Amalei, so Rebbe Meir answered, Kol marsh baruch kadosh baruch hu, everything that Hashem created, baruch kenegdo, he created something similar to it. Baruch harim, he created mountains. Baruch givoy, similar to it, hills. Baruch yomim, created seas. Baruch haro, similar to that, he also created rivers. So, like I said, Amaloi, Rabbi Akiva Rabbah. Rabbi Akiva Rabbi, lo amakach, did not say lumpshat like that. Hello, this is our lumpshat. Baruch tzadikim, he created tzadikim. Baruch rishayim, he created rishayim as well. Baruch Gan Eden, he created Gan Eden, and Baruch Gehenom. Okay, so each one has what shaykh to him. We're going to just say, Kol Echad Ve'echad, Yesh Lo Shnei Chalokim. Each person, when they're created, actually has two plots. Echad began Eden, one's in Gan Eden, and Ve'echad Gehenom, and one in Gehenom. The Marshal says, got to give people B'chila. Okay, when the tzaddik is meritorious, yeah, the tzaddik, so he's not Tulchelchwa, he takes his plots in Gan Eden, and also, his friends, or his associates, Gan Eden, the Rasha, he takes his plot, because the Rasha doesn't need his plot in Gan Eden, Nischayev Rasha, the Rasha becomes Chayev, so not Tulchelchwa, he takes his plot, was designated for him in hell, yeah, and also the plot that's not being used by the tzaddik over there in hell, again, no. That's Pshat. So, Amarav, Mishar, Shia, Mikra. So, Rav Mishar, where do you see in this Pesukim that there's basically these two plots, or you get the double portion, we're going to say, right, in Gan Eden, and also in Hell. So, Gabi Tzadikim, Ksiv, Lachain, Ba'artsam, therefore, in their land of Ba'artsam, Mishnah means double Yerusha, what they will inherit, and that's talking about, in contextually, it's talking about oil and bot, so double portion of oil and bot. Gabi Rishayim, see, even with regards to Rishayim, is written a Mishnah, Shivram, and the Mishnah is double, and there's double breaking, there's a breaking, as far as going to Gehenom, there's no breaking bigger than that. Now, second question. Dal Acher Eser Bimeh, La Acher Shiyot Zlatav Ezra, after went off the Derech. Okay, my Dixi, what's Pshat Possum, where it says, Lo Yarechena Zav Zuchuchis. It cannot. Yarachana means to be evaluated. So you can't evaluate it, meaning that you can't evaluate the Torah through the method of Zahav and Zuchuchis from expensive materials. It's still not, cannot evaluate Torah with that. Okay, Tumura Sa, and you can't switch Torah, right? Tumura Sa means to switch Kli Pot for golden vessels either. Torah's beyond that. So what's it alluding to, I suppose? What's Pshat? So So Rebbe Meir said the following. Amalai, Eilu Divrei Torah. This is talking about Divrei Torah. Shekashin, the hard liknoisan to acquire them. Kechli Zav and Kli Paz. You have to save up. It's not easy to get golden vessels. However, yeah, the noichin, they're easy la'avdan, to break them. Kechli Zuchuchis. But with regards to like a glass vessel, it's going to tell you that they're easily broken. So hard to come by and easy to break. Okay, so Amaloi says Achat to him, to Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Ech Kiva Rabach, your Rebbe, Loi Omer Kach, did not say that. Ella, Ma Kli Zahav, just like a Kli Zahav, a Kli Zuchis, right? Afal Pi Shenishbaru, even though they got broken, Yesh Lehem Tikona, you can still fix them. Meaning you can melt them down and recreate a new vessel. So, after Tamadei Chachomim, so too, Tamadei Chachomim, after Pisha Sorach, even though he became spoiled, Yesh Lutzikona, it can be fixed. So that was what Akai told him in the name of Rabbi Akiva. So Amaloi, Rabbi Meir jumps up and says, Amaloi, Afatah Choizibacha, so why did you do Chazara, do Tshuva? Yeah, you're a Tamadei Chachom. So Amaloi says Akai to him, Kivar Shemati, I already heard Me'achare Hapargoi from the heavenly curtain. Shuvu Vonim Shovavim. Return wayward children. Chutz Me'acha. Tana Rabbanan. Maisa Ba'acha. There was once upon a time Acha, Shehaya Ruichei Valasus. He was going on the horse, B'Shabbos. V'haya Rebbe Meir, Mahalich Acharav. Rebbe Meir was going on foot behind him. Lilmat Torah Mipiv, to learn Torah from him. So Acha said, Amaloi Meir, you've got to go back now, Meir. Shikava, I already shiarti measured the ikvei with the hooves, susi, of my horse. Ad can, but till this point is the chum, is the border, the boundary, should I say, of Shabbos. I mean, you can't go more than 2,000 amos out of the tchum on Shabbos. So Amalei, so Rebbe Meir jumps in and says, "Af atar choizbecha." So why don't you do chazara? Right, you seem to be with the inyanim over here. So Amalei, below kivar amati lecha. Like I said, didn't I already tell you? Kivar shemati, I heard meachri apargod from behind the curtain. Shuv uvarim shovim, return wayward children. Chutz meachri, with the exception of Acha. So Rebbe Meir didn't give up. Tokfei, he forced him, Eilei, and brought him in lebeikit bebe midrasha, to a base midrash. Then Acha said to a kid, Leonuka, which is kind of a like slight nevuah, possibly pesukeich. Tell me your posuk that you happen to be learning right now. Reply the child. Amaloi ein shalom. There's no peace. Amar Hashem l'rishayim, to the evil people. Aye, there's no hope for you, Acha. So Rebbe Meir didn't give up. Let's try again. Let's get a different opinion. Different kid. Aylei the baby kinishta achrisi. They went to a different base Knesset this time. Achrisi. So Acha said, Amalei l'yunuka, possibly pesukeich. Tell me your posuk. Amaloi. The kid said, ki im tichabsi, if you will wash, benesa is a cleaning agent, betarbi, and you will increase loch, boris, even more a secondary cleaning agent, double action cleaning, nichtam, it's a kesem, it's a stain, avoineich, your sin, lifonai, before me, i.e. you cannot get rid of this sin, there is no tshuva. But Rebbe Meir, give up, I lay the bacon ishtachris, he took him up to another basic kinesis. Yeah, Amalei, so Acha said to him, Liyanuka, Posuk li Pasukeich, tell me your Posuk. So Amalei, the kid said, Va'at, and you, Shadud. Shadud means you're plundered. Right, talking about like Yerushalayim or Israel. Yeah, Ma Ta'asi, what can you do? Ki Tilbashi, when you will wear Shoni, scarlet clothes, you're trying to like dress up. Ki Sa'adi, when you will don. Adi Zahav is a kind of golden jewelry. Ki sikri befuch einayich, that means basically put on eyeshadow on your eyes. Basically, you're going to do yourself up. The shav for naught, tis yapi, you're going to beautify yourself. Basically, you can't become beautiful because of your sins. The goyma. So basically, there's no hope. So, I lay the bacon ishtachri. So, Rebbe Meir took him to another one. Ad the eyelid until he'd brought him into Latlesa 13 Beit Kenishta, to 13 shuls. Kulu, all of them, Pascule, the said the Posuk, Kihai, like this, Gavna, in this manner. Now, Labasra, to the last one he went into, Amalei, Acha said to him, Posuk li pasukeich, tell me a posuk. So Amalei, the kid said, Ularosha Ama Elukim. Okay, Ma Lacha, why do you bother Lasaper to relate Chukai, my statutes? So why, Russia, why say my Torah over, Begoima? How, Yanuka, that little kid, have a Megamgem Belishne. He had a speech impediment in his Belishne, in his Loshon. Ishtama, it sounded like Kama, as if the Omar that he said laid to him, right? Instead of the word Russia, insert the word Elisha. And to Elisha, Omar Elohim said, Hashem, don't tell my statutes. So this was got a bit personal over here for Acha. So Ikad Amri, some people say, Sakina Haba Bahadeh, he had a knife in his hand with him, Bakare, and he chopped the child up, Bashadre, and he sent his pieces, Latlesa Bekanishta, to those 13 shuls. The Ikad Amri, some people say, yeah, he said the following, Amar, Acha, I have a Biyadi Sakina, if I had a knife in my hand, Haba Karina Le, I would have cut him up. Zeo.